Gilchrist moves over behind Kemp. He goes back to pass again. Runs out to the right.
Still on his feet. Now throws. It's good to Loughlin. At the 10. At the 5. Touchdown! Touchdown!
The John Murphy Show is on the air.
Hear all the action, all the excitement of Buffalo Bills football right here on
The John Murphy Show.
The John Murphy Show presented by NOCO, supplying natural gas and electricity to thousands of homes and businesses across western New York.
This place is pandemonium!
Picked off by Leotis McKelvin at the 35-yard line. Leotis, my man!
This is The John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO on Buffalo Bills Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the podcast for Thursday night, March 27th. We are back in Orchard Park, back at One Bills Drive with a podcast on the air tonight because of Sabres hockey. Back on the air on the radio tomorrow from 7 to 9 p.m. We've got some ground to cover tonight on the podcast. We thank you for tuning in, including the latest from One Bills Drive on the passing of team owner Ralph Wilson just a couple of days ago. And we are joined in our studio tonight for the podcast by the president and CEO of the Buffalo Bills, Russ Brandon. Russ, good to see you. How are you holding up?
I'm holding up, Murph. It's been a very difficult and emotional few days, but we're holding up and doing our best over here at One Bills Drive.
We, like you, were at the owners' meetings for a couple of days down there doing our radio show, and the news really hit like a thunderclap there. You were in the owners' meeting, I guess. Can you take us through what it was like, what the atmosphere was like when that news was announced?
Yeah, you know, we were in the owners' meeting, and I received a call from Mary Wilson and stepped out of the meeting, and she had delivered the news to me, and I texted Commissioner Goodell, and we spoke. He came out, and we spoke for a few minutes and talked about, the process. And it was interesting, Murph, to be at the league meeting, which Mr. Wilson loved so much and respected, and being around his fellow owners, and to have the opportunity for the commissioner to deliver that news to Mr. Wilson's peers. And the outpouring of emotion and support from the fellow owners was tremendous.
You know, we saw it outside the meeting from a media standpoint, and I think I told you this the other day, Russ. I was just blown away by the expressions of condolences from like people like Bob Kraft and Clark Hunt and Jeffrey Lurie. It was pretty clear that Mr. Wilson meant a lot to that group in that room.
Oh, there's no question. When Mr. Wilson, when he got up to speak, And the league staff, you know, everyone sort of stopped because what Mr. Wilson meant for so many. You know, the league was built on the backs of men like Ralph Wilson and Mr. Mara and so many that you know. And just to hear the stories, I've been sitting in there, Murph, for close to 18 years and had the privilege to know most of those men very well. But just hearing some stories about Mr. Wilson throughout the next few days that, quite frankly, I didn't know.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how much he contributed not only to the league but to his peers. And, you know, I always like to say the league meeting was when Mr. Wilson was at his finest. You know, he was a man of impeccable integrity and conviction. And I've sat right next to him for many years and watched him go against the grain at times on subject matters that weren't very popular, but he always looked at things from a common sense aspect and voted for what he believed in. Like I said, sometimes it wasn't popular, but it was often spot on. And it was always with the umbrella of what it meant for his franchise in Buffalo and for small markets and for the good of the NFL. That's why a lot of people term him as the conscience of the NFL.
Clark Hunt told us the story outside the meeting of he said, in general, they discuss an issue and Mr. Wilson wouldn't say anything. And then he said, eventually we knew at the end of the discussion, we were going to have to ask Ralph what he thought. And he said, we knew he probably wouldn't like it, but we would hear his honest, forthright opinion of exactly what he thought was wrong with whatever the issue was.
Yeah, there really wasn't a lot of gray area in some of his answers. Yeah. And always delivered in his very convicted way, but always with a big hint and tinge of his sense of humor,
yeah,
which is classic and his charm. You know, that's, you know, watching him walk up, I always tell people, Murph, we sit in the back of the room. There's three long tables, and we have always sat in the center table in the back left. And people sit, and I've been there, you know, like I said, 18 years, and we've always sat in the same spot. And I said, Mr. Wilson, why have we always sat here? He said, well, number one is closest to the cookies. And number two, if we're talking about anything non-football, it's time for me to get out of here. So, you know, he loved those meetings. He loved the subject matters. And
what do you think he liked about
that? The focus on football. You know what? Because a big tenor of those meetings was obviously football. And that's what he loved. That was his passion, what he loved so much. You know, obviously he loved his family and he loved his country and he loved this team and he loved this town. He loved his fans and the passion that they brought to Ralph Wilson Stadium each and every week. And he liked to celebrate that at the league meeting and be around his peers. You know, I had the great fortune to sit there many times with Wellington Mara and the Rooneys and Mr. McCaskey and Mr. Mordell and just Mr. Davis and listen to those stories. I mean, it's priceless.
Yeah. We're with Russ Brandon, the president, CEO of the Buffalo Bills. It's the John Murphy Show, the podcast for Thursday, March 27th. Announcement today about the private funeral services for Mr. Wilson. What can you tell us about that, Russ?
Yeah, there'll be a private funeral service for Mr. Wilson this weekend. And then we're in the process as an organization of trying to finalize some details that we're going to announce hopefully over the next few days. We want to celebrate Mr. Wilson not only for his life and for all of his accomplishments, but also for his passion for the NFL and his passion for Buffalo. So I think it would be therapeutic for all of us to be able to get together as a community and celebrate him.
An announcement to come forth pretty soon, I would think.
We're hoping so. We're working on some details. There's obviously been a lot of moving parts over the last few days.
Like you, we just got back. I came back to work today. You said you were back here last night, and I was very curious to know what the mood might be back here at One Bills Drive. Can you talk about that a little bit, what it's been like the last day and a half?
It's been a somber mood, obviously. You know, we suffered a profound loss of our leader, and, you know, for me, my mentor, one of my closest friends, Mr. Wilson had a way of touching everybody in the organization, no matter what you did. And people had enormous respect for him, obviously, and I love him very much. And it's been a very difficult couple of days, but I think what's been nice, though, is everyone has been able to be together and sort of reminisce about, you know, some classic Mr. Wilson stories. And I think, you know, as time goes on here over the last 2 days, we've been able to, you know, spend some time and reflect. But, you know, from our standpoint, it's, you know, our focus is business as usual. And that's really what I'm focused on and our staff is. You know, we met today you know, we have a renovation that's in full swing. We're preparing for OTAs. We have the draft process that's coming to a conclusion here in the next 40 days. And he entrusted me to run his franchise, and we will do so with honor. And we will also do so with a laser focus on winning.
And it probably is what Mr. Wilson would want us all to do here. Right?
Absolutely. He'd want us to laugh because he loved to laugh. You know, we miss him. Miss him dearly. And we will honor him the best way we can would be by winning. So that's where our focus is.
One last thing. I got on the plane in Orlando last night to come back home here to Buffalo. Obviously, flight bound for Buffalo. And a woman stopped me and touched me in the arm and said, "Hey, I'm really sorry." And I thought, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, well, you know, Murph, you know, yesterday leaving the meetings, I ran into four or five people that were from our region, and every single person did that. They'd come out of their way to see you and say they're sorry and how much Mr. Wilson meant to them and what the Bills mean to them. And it puts in perspective what this franchise means to so many, and we're greatly appreciative of that, and the outpouring of support from people has been unbelievable.
Thanks, Russ.
Appreciate it, Murph.
Russ Brandon, President, CEO of the Buffalo Bills. It is the podcast, the John Murphy Show, the podcast for Thursday night, March 27th, coming to you from One Bills Drive on Buffalo Bills Radio. Winter is here, and the weather is still cold. Stop into your nearest NoCo Express and warm up with World Cup coffee. It's the perfect cup of warmth for your morning commute or your evening ride home. World Cup Coffee provides the quality and taste you'd expect from a high-end coffee shop without the high-end price. They also provide a world of flavors to choose from, like French vanilla, hazelnut, Costa Rican, or 100% Colombian. For a complete list of NoCo Express stores featuring World Cup Coffee, visit noco.com/coffee. World Cup Coffee, coffee done right.
We're back with more of the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
Welcome back, John Murphy Show, the podcast for Thursday night, March 27th. A little disoriented after a couple of days at the NFL meetings down in Orlando, Florida. We are back, and we've got a full two-hour radio show coming up tomorrow night. We thank you for tuning in to the podcast. Our thanks to Russ Brandon, the Bills president and CEO. It's been a rough couple of days, and we were there down in Orlando when the news first broke, and very emotional down there. And just to retrace our steps a little bit, you know by now that funeral services for former Bills owner Ralph Wilson will be held privately in Detroit for the family on Saturday. And as Russ said a moment ago, a celebration and remembrance of the life and legacy of Mr. Wilson is being discussed at this time by the Bills organization, a celebration for staff, for former players and coaches, and fans as well. The details of that will be announced at a later date. If you're interested in making a donation in honor of Ralph Wilson's memory, you are encouraged to do so. The Hospice Foundation of Western New York, the Alzheimer's Association Greater Michigan Chapter, and the St. John Hospital Medical Center in support of the Wilson Telemonitoring Program are accepting donations in honor of Ralph Wilson, who passed away just a couple of days ago. In Albany, the New York State Senate passed a resolution today honoring the life of Bills owner Ralph Wilson. An original owner in the NFL, Ralph Wilson founded the Bills in 1959. Senator Mark Grassani of Western New York sponsored the resolution. He said, quote, "Ralph Wilson's passing was a sad, sad day for fans of Buffalo Bills in particular and for professional football in general. We have lost a great man. He will always be a legend in football and in Western New York. Thank you, Ralph, for your commitment to Western New York, New York State Senate, with that resolution today." There is other Bills news today involving the stadium, the new stadium working group. You'll recall that that was part of the new lease agreement that was put together in December of 2012, the creation of a new stadium working group. New York State Governor Andrew Cuomo announced his seven members to the panel, followed by Erie County. And today the Buffalo Bills announced the seven members that they have selected to serve on the new stadium working group. Russ Brandon is on that group, along with Louis Simonelli, the chairman of LP Simonelli, Christopher Cook, CEO of Newer Cap Company, Jordan Levy, managing partner of SoftBank Capital, Jeffrey Lippman, the Bills' chief financial officer, Mary Owen, the Bills' executive vice president for strategic planning, and Senator Charles Schumer, from United States Senator from the state of New York. The group formed to explore the possible development and construction of a new stadium, either on the site of the current stadium or at another location in Erie County, or maybe a substantial renovation of Ralph Wilson Stadium. But the Bills announcing seven new members of their stadium working group. This came out last night, and we thought we'd backtrack now as we catch up on some of the Bills news. The Bills and the Pittsburgh Steelers have agreed to hold joint practice sessions pending league approval during the 2014 and 2015 training camp periods. The Bills will travel to Latrobe, Pennsylvania, the site of the Steelers training camp, and the Steelers will come up here to the Bills' summertime home at St. John Fisher College in 2015. The dates and times of the team activities, the joint practice sessions, are dependent on the release of the NFL preseason schedule. On Tuesday, at the owners' meeting in Orlando, we had a chance to talk with Bills head coach Doug Marrone about the plan to have joint practices with the Steelers.
Last year, obviously, that came up, you know, but the first year was tough, you know, getting it under there. It's something I've done before. It's something I truly like. I truly believe in. You know, and we were looking for, you know, certain things to get in going, things that I think, you know, Coach Tomlin and the Pittsburgh Steelers organization brings to the table that would help us as we progress. And I think there are things that, in talking to Coach Tomlin, that we can do, you know, to help them prepare for the season. So, you know, we've talked about it. We've talked about the schedule, you know, of what we're going to do, of how we practice against each other. And I think Russ Brandon had brought that to the attention of the league. And we like to make sure that we can get this done if we get them on the schedule in the preseason. And if we can do, we'll just, you know, alternate every year. You know, this year we're planning on going there, and then the following year they'll come up to St. John Fisher and, you know, go back and forth. I think it could be a very good working relationship for both teams.
Doug Marrone talking about the plan to have joint practices with the Pittsburgh Steelers during training camp this year, probably preceding the Bills' preseason game in Pittsburgh at Heinz Field against the Steelers. Coach Marrone touched on a variety of topics when we talked to him down in Orlando the other day, including the Bills' plans for the defensive side of the ball. He says, regardless of what scheme the Bills wind up playing this year, the approach will be the same as it was last year. They plan on playing an attack style of defense.
Pressured more than we did the year before. The year before, they didn't pressure at all. Okay? And the perception this year, we didn't pressure as much as people think. To a point where we thought, we were low. So, you know, going into the following year, a lot of it depends on the players. But as far as attacking, if you're talking about attacking, meaning, you know, one gap, go ahead and attack, without a doubt, that's what we're going to be. But if you're talking about attacking of sending the house all the time, you know what I'm saying? That's going to be, you know, game by game, situation by situation, no different than it was last year.
Doug Marrone on the plan for the Buffalo Bills defense moving forward. While we were at the owners' meetings, of course, they had coaches' breakfasts that we attended on Tuesday morning. Got a chance to talk to some of the other NFL coaches. In particular, talked with John Harbaugh, head coach of the Baltimore Ravens. The Bills, of course, signed Corey Graham as an unrestricted free agent off the Ravens roster. He spent the last 2 years with the Baltimore Ravens, and now he is with the Buffalo Bills. We asked John Harbaugh about Corey Graham and what he noticed about him when he coached him for those 2 years.
He was hugely valuable to us, and we were very disappointed to lose him. In the end, I think we couldn't really compete with Buffalo's offer and the fact that he was going back home. You know, that means a lot to Corey and his family going back to Buffalo. But he's a really good football player, you know, and they paid him accordingly, like, and that's rightly so. He's a great special teams player, but like we said before, sometimes these guys who are great special teams players, they get labeled, and people assume that they aren't really good defensive players either. And he had an opportunity with us, I think, to demonstrate the kind of corner he is, and he did that.
Did he surprise you how well he could play the corner?
Not really. I mean, you know, Paul knows. I'm an old special teams guy, so I've seen this over the years. These guys get put in a box. People think they can't play on defense. You know, Mike Caldwell was a good example of that. Ike Reese was a good example of that. They're good, they're really good football players. You know, Corey's proven that. Brendan Iambadejo proved that for us as a dime linebacker. You know, Corey might be the best one, you know, along those lines.
That is John Harbaugh. I had a chance to talk with him about Corey Graham, the Buffalo Bills' brand new cornerback, and how he might fit in here. We also talked to Bill Belichick, Patriots coach, about a player that he had and a coach that was on his staff, Pepper Johnson, who coached with Belichick for several years, the last, 15, 18 years in the NFL. Now he's the Buffalo Bills' new defensive line coach. We asked Patriots head coach Bill Belichick what he thinks of Pepper Johnson as a coach in the NFL.
He's been in the NFL coaching for 15 years. So... Pepper's a very experienced coach that, you know, has a great history as a player as well as and being able to bring that to the coach. He's actually played the position, played the game at this level. Got a lot of experience. Smart football player, was always a defensive signal caller on the field, and has coached a number of different positions for the Patriots, so I think he has a very extensive knowledge and background, and a tremendous passion for the game.
Bill Belichick on Pepper Johnson, who left his coaching staff to come and coach the defensive line for the Buffalo Bills. Some of the highlights of our three-day visit to the NFL owners' meeting in Orlando, Florida. Around the league, at least around football today, Texas A&M wide receiver Mike Evans had his pro day today, and no question, he was overshadowed by the guy throwing the ball to him, Johnny Manziel. Most of the media and fans, the focus of Texas A&M was on Manziel. But NFL media's Gil Brandt, who's been around for a long time, says Evans is generally regarded as the second-best receiver in the draft behind Clemson Sammy Watkins, but he could be in the conversation for the top spot at wide receiver. Mike Evans, 6'5", 231-pounder, led the SEC in touchdowns last year. He was a tough matchup issue. He's been slotted anywhere from ninth overall to the Bills to the Giants at number 12. He had a good workout today. It is Pro Day. And Johnny Manziel put on a show, too. Former President George H.W. Bush was on hand for the workout at Texas A&M today. How about that? But Johnny Manziel won the Heisman a couple of years ago, threw for 75 officials from 30 teams. In that group, Bills general manager Doug Whaley. And when we talked with him around noontime on Tuesday, he talked about his plans to attend the Texas A&M Pro Day to have a look at Mike Evans.
You got obviously a football player. Anybody that's named Johnny Football from the state of Texas is obviously a pretty good talent. And then Mike Evans, as I always say, big wins. But he's a big, athletic, physical guy that attacks the ball and has plays with good speed.
That's Doug Whaley, the Bills general manager, about his plans to take a look at both of those players. And he was there today at Texas A&M to look at Johnny Manziel, but most especially, you would think, to look at Mike Evans, who had a good day. A couple of transaction notes, a couple of them involving the AFC East. Vince Wilfork has agreed to terms on a restructured contract with the New England Patriots. For a while, it looked like the two sides were getting set to part ways, but it did not happen. Vince Wilfork is going to stay with the New England Patriots for a while. A couple of weeks ago, Wilfork wanted out, right? Remember that? Vince Wilfork said he wanted out, did not want to stay with the New England Patriots. Then there was a bit of a softening of the sides, and Bob Kraft, the Patriots owner, said the other day that he hoped they could reach a compromise. Well, they did. It's a new 3-year deal for Vince Wilfork, $22.5 million, and he will stay on to anchor that middle of the defensive line for the New England Patriots. The Dolphins have picked up a pretty good running back. No Sean Marino. Got a 1-year deal worth $3 million with the Miami Dolphins. He spent his first 5 seasons in the league with the Denver Broncos, 12th overall pick in 2009. No Sean Marino is now a Miami Dolphin. And it's official with Mark Sanchez and the Philadelphia Eagles. He has agreed to terms with the team. Sanchez arrived in Philadelphia last night to have his surgically repaired shoulder and knee checked out by the team doctors. They check out all right, and Mark Sanchez resumes his career in Philadelphia with Chip Kelly and the Philadelphia Eagles. So that's it as far as the NFL news. We've got a couple of more items to take care of, and we'll do that when we return. This is the podcast, The John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO from One Bills Drive on Buffalo Bills Radio. While winter winds down, you may be in the market for an upgrade of your new heating equipment. Well, whether you're looking to upgrade what you have or looking to add to your heating equipment, NOCO is the place to go. Right now, NOCO is offering $200 off when you buy a new heating system. Just mention the promo code Murphy. That's right, $200 off a new heating system. NOCO also offers around-the-clock heating maintenance and repair, regardless of the brand of your furnace or the company who installed it. Call NOCO at 1-800-662-6776 or visit NOCO.com/heating to start heating today.
This is the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
Podcast for this Thursday night, back live on the radio tomorrow night. We'll tell you more about that show in a moment. But we're back in Buffalo after 3 days. What an eventful 3 days it was at the NFL owners meeting, but it's good to be back. It's very good to be back here in Western New York. Hey, the Buffalo Jills are getting set for their open workshops and auditions for cheerleaders, dancers, and models. It starts Tuesday, April 8th. That's a week from next Tuesday. On that day, they're going to be at Catalyst Fitness on Worley Drive in Williamsville. The following Saturday, April 12th at Iroquois High School, and then on Saturday, April 13th, back at Catalyst Fitness. They are open to the public, but you should go to BuffaloJills.com for more information for the audition and workshops for potential Jills cheerleaders. Go to BuffaloJills.com for more information. We are on the air with radio tomorrow night, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., and we're looking forward to it. Got a big show planned. Dean Blandino, the NFL's vice president of officiating, will be with us tomorrow to talk about some of the rules changes that were approved and some of those that were not this past week at the owners' meetings. We're going to talk with one of my favorites, one of the all-time greats in Buffalo broadcasting. Rick Azar is going to be with us tomorrow night. He has a new book out, Tales from the Attic of Rick Azar, about his years covering sports in Buffalo, including the Buffalo Bills. He was a color analyst on the Bills Radio Network for a couple of years. Rick Azar will be in studio with us tomorrow night. Really looking forward to that. And the great Cornelius Bennett, Biscuit, coming back to Western New York for a autograph signing on Saturday in Niagara Falls. Cornelius Bennett joins us tomorrow night on the radio show as well. We'll get his thoughts on the passing of Ralph Wilson. So make sure you tune in for all of that tomorrow night, 7 to 9 p.m. We want to thank our presenting sponsor, NOCO, family-owned, locally operated since 1933. Explore what NOCO can do for you at NOCO.com. Our producer is Jay Harris, the Bills Director of Broadcasting, Jeff Matthews. See you tomorrow night on the radio, the John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO. We'll be live from One Bills Drive on Buffalo Bills Radio.